5434. That looks like you just need the block.
No, so I'm a relief driver, and the last dispatcher gave me directions on the highway that to an exit that was above me. I couldn't get off the freeway. So now he's sending me around, and it looks like he's just sending me right back around at the other side. And I feel like I'm just going to be on the same boat again, where I'm going to be on 213, and I'm not going to be able to take the exit I need, because it's either below me, underneath, you know, a little thing underneath the freeway, or it's going to be above me, like last time. I just, seems like if I'm, unless I'm mistaken, I'm just going to be going down the same highway, just in the other direction, and I'm just going to be running into the exact same problem again. But I could be wrong, but it just seems like that's what's going to happen here in about 5 minutes.
Give me just 1 second. I've got to see where you were supposed to get off. You're supposed to go and be over at Clackamas Heights. So, hang on. Okay, so you're supposed to be over on Holcomb. So, okay, let's get you over there.
Yeah, so he had me take exit 10 from 205 and then 213 to Holcomb, but when you're coming down 213, you can't exit on Holcomb because it's a bridge above your head. So I pulled over, he told me to go around, loop around, so it looks like now I'm just going to be headed the opposite direction on 213. And again, Redland, I think it's Redland and Holcomb aren't an exit because they're Redland below you, Holcomb is a bridge above you. Unless I'm mistaken, I think I'm just going to be going on the same highway and just in the opposite direction, and we're going to run into the exact same problem.
Okay, yeah, there's no exit there. So hang on real quick. Can you get yourself... Okay, give me a... I think you're going to have to go back through... Yeah, I think what he wanted to... I think what you should have done was probably get off.
Looks like we cut off.
Yeah, so off of 205, there is an exit, and it would have put you over to... like towards McLaughlin. That's what we would have wanted you to take, was that it's an exit before that exit was the one we should have went for. So any way that would have looped you around, and then you could have just went over to Abernathy, I think it went up. So if you get on 205 and you go 205 north, and then you take exit...
Yeah, this is actually what I suggested first, exit 10 to Abernathy, but I actually need to go on 205. He wanted me to go 9, I suggested going 10 over towards Oregon City and over to Abernathy, but I guess that's all a moot point. I just need to get on against 205 from here, but I'm sure that's what you're getting at. Sorry to interrupt.
Okay, so if I get you back on the freeway, then you'll be good and you can just run it a little bit late. Okay, so from where you're at, and you are facing... where the college is, and can you take a, are you on Malala Ave? You can take a left on Cascade Highway?
Correct. I'm facing the college, and I'm on Malala, and I can go left or right from here. So yes, I can go left back that way. I'm just curious, I'm not sure exactly where I get back on 205. I know I need to go to exit 10, which would be one exit south of where I exited. So I just want to make sure I'm going to be getting on south and not north. I don't know, maybe I've gone so far that now I need to backtrack north. I'm not sure.
So if you take the 213, that puts you under Holcomb, and you can't loop around at Redland to get on it?
I know for the fact from the direction I was just facing, I can't. I can look as I'm going this direction to see, but Holcomb went underneath us, so maybe, you know, I wasn't paying attention because it was the other side. Maybe there will be an exit there. I'm not 100% sure, but from the direction I was facing before, it was absolutely impossible. But, I mean, I guess I could see when I start heading this way if maybe there was a... you know, an entrance that ducks you down underneath that I wasn't paying attention to since it was the opposite side.
Okay, so if you go 213, you should be able to make a left onto Redland Road. And Redland Road will loop you... I'm showing internally. So you should be able to make a left on Redland Road and then loop around. And when it loops you around, then you should be able to make another left, which is Abernathy, and that turns into Holcomb. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes sense. I guess I just wanted to call. I know that was the second set of directions he sent. I just wanted to make sure that the second directions were going to be in the same as the first directions, so I guess maybe I should have just went and did it, but after the first time I was a little hesitant that I was going to be on the same boat again, and the fact that it was underneath us kind of made me think that maybe there was an exit, but I guess maybe there's an exit that will drop me down underneath and then I can take a left under the freeway, if that's what you're saying.
Yeah, I'm going to check one more map just to make sure, but it looks like you can make a left on Redline.